Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. I'm excited that all of you are here because you know what? It's gorgeous outside, so I know many of you, at least up and down the East Coast, are spending your time outside today like I did. And, in fact, what we're going to talk about tonight, at least I think it does in part, fits in a little bit about the outside because I was outside on the National Mall taking in all the beautiful cherry blossoms. Everybody was running around and they were walking and just sort of taking their time bicycling, doing a little exercise. So I was thinking as we were preparing for the show that that was sort of the spirit of what, a little bit of what we are going to be talking about tonight. Cherie Cofield is going to join us. She is a registered nurse. I at least consider her a motivational speaker. She may tell us otherwise when she joins in on the conversation. She's also a health advocate, and she's going to be hosting a fitness expo on April the 9th from 1 until 5 o'clock at the Holiday Inn at BWI in Maryland. So with that said, let's go ahead and bring her in on the conversation. Cherie, thanks for being here with me this evening. How are you?
I am great, Victoria. Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Were you one of the many, many people outside today enjoying the 81 degrees weather?
Well, unfortunately, I was doing my nursing today, so no, I didn't get to enjoy the weather.
And you know what? It's always certain industries like yours and mine in news that, you know, the rest of the Americans get to always do certain stuff, but when you're caregivers and sort of do what we do, I think our lives are always a little bit different. But anyway, not to belabor that point, so I'm outside today, and I'm always thinking about my shows at 8 o'clock at night, and I'm telling you, Cherie, I didn't really do that much, but the walking that I did, because you know I've been exercising, I was really sweating, so I was thinking about you and the whole Zumba thing that you're going to be having at the conference. So before we talk about the Zumba, tell us, first of all, why it is that you decided that you wanted to do this expo?
Well, I think that it is so important that we take time out. So often, everyone's so busy. We never take time out to say, hey, let me see if I'm doing the things that are benefiting my health, things that are going to prevent me from being ill in the future. So I decided to do the event to bring awareness that, you know, sometimes we just don't know what we need to be doing. So this expo will not only educate, but it's going to motivate people to start exercising, start a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. You don't have to starve yourself to death.
Right.
So we're going to show you some healthy food samples that, you know, you can eat that'll still keep you fit and trim. And plus, summer is coming. You need those summer bodies.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing, a thought that I just had where you talked about that we don't have to starve ourselves to be healthy and to eat and also exercise and be fit and trim. And I imagine because you're in the healthcare industry, that's your profession, that's what you do. You probably see a lot of this stuff sort of on the ground level and deal with it every single day in terms of people that that don't take care of their bodies, but then there's these sort of small and simple things that we can do to really make a bit of a difference to make us live longer and feel better.
That's right. The things you do today will affect you in the long run. So you may not feel the results of that Big Mac you ate today, but 5 years down the line, you may feel it with those clogged arteries.
Exactly. But, you know, it's funny because I'm thinking about Michael Kay, and the other day he had mentioned that he went to McDonald's, and then he said to me, he goes, I don't know, Victoria. He goes, after about 3 or 4 hours, McDonald's just doesn't do too well with my system. So in the case of a Big Mac, it may not even be, you know, what you're saying, long down the line. It could be
Right. Simply
like 3 hours, but for those of you that are just joining us, we are talking about health and fitness and also basically wellness and taking care of yourself. Cherie is having this wonderful fitness expo, health, and also just a lot of other information there at the Holiday Inn in April, which is going to be coming up at BWI. So definitely, you know, if you're one of my fans and listeners on the East Coast, all of our fans and New York, hey, take the drive down for the day, do some sightseeing, and also check out the workshops and the expo that she's having in Philadelphia, D.C. You guys know that's not too far to go. Now, I know a little bit about you and also your sister because I kind of we sort of run in the same circles to a certain extent. And if it's one thing that I can certainly say about you, every time I do see you, you're always running around and you're always busy doing things. Have you always had that sort of type of energy yourself?
Yes, they call me the Energizer Bunny. So if I'm not moving, something's wrong. So I am high energy. I have to keep moving. But I also think, you know, hey, if I'm not getting on that treadmill for a half an hour every day, then I need to be ripping and running at whatever else I'm doing to keep those calories gone.
Yeah, and you know, too, I think, and I've had other fitness and health experts like yourself have been on the show to talk about this, and I think especially women, as we hit a certain age, it is so hard to take the weight off. It just doesn't come off as easy as it did before. So what advice would you give to women out there who are going through this right now, you know, who do get a little bit discouraged?
Well, definitely the metabolism slows down after the age of 30. I'm sorry. Some people are going in shock right now. if you're in that 30 and over club, your metabolism does slow down. So you have to eat foods that help to increase your metabolism, and you have to keep your body moving. Instead of taking that elevator, take the stairs.
Yeah.
Park further away in the parking lot when you're going to the market.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you have further to walk. You have to keep your body moving. Cut down on the carbs. I would definitely say cut down on the carbs. Change all the white stuff to brown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do wheat bread? Do whole grains. That'll help to decrease the starches turn into sugar, which turn into fat.
Right. And, you know, also, I can just say for myself what also helped me, because a year ago, I went on a sort of a fitness journey. My reasons were maybe a little bit different than most people. It really wasn't that I thought that I needed to lose weight. It was because I wanted to feel better. I didn't have the amount of energy that I wanted. I was tired all the time, and that really wasn't me. So I was able to lose, I think I lost between 32 and 35 pounds. And, one thing, so I dropped about 2.5-3 dress sizes. So one thing I have to say, Cherie, that really, really helped me, but it was my weakness, and I knew that if I could control that, then that was going to be the key to me for losing weight, because I was pretty much able to do everything else, all the good things that you just talked about, was I'm a sugar person. I will eat 5 slices of cheesecake and never blink an eye, sweetie. You give me a Snickers
bar,
lady is going to down it, and I think nothing of it, and I look for more. And that's always incredible, because people say, oh, my God, your teeth are so perfect. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, if you could probably see what's in the back of them, then you may not say that. But I say that to say is that I knew that that was going to be my downfall and that was going to be my challenge. So what I had to do was, instead of saying that I'm not going to eat anything with sugar anymore, I just simply cut back. So, you know, as opposed to maybe having, let's just say, 1 or 2 candy bars a day, I would have maybe 1 or 2 a week. So that really started, to work for me. And the other thing is that when I wanted something sweet, I always had a piece of fruit or something else to grab to in replace of that. So that kind of stuff really helped me.
Exactly. Those are really good tips as well. And also, if you drink a glass of water, if you find that you have a heavy appetite, drink a glass of water prior to your meal. That tends to suppress the appetite. Use a smaller plate. It all starts in the mind. So use a smaller plate. Don't go back for seconds. And then put the things that you like. It's okay to have what you like sometimes. Treat yourself, because if you try to cut it out totally, it's going to be a fight, definitely.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, no, you're definitely right. Now, so we've been kind of focusing most of the conversation on fitness. So tell me a little bit about, I know you've got the Zumba class there that I desperately want to take, because that was the exercise that I chose that worked for me to help me try to lose weight besides walking. So what other types of things are we going to find there at the event?
Well, the name of the event is Let's Get Serious Health and Wellness Expo 2011. It is 2011. It's time to get serious about your health and fitness and wellness. So we're going to have health educational seminars, healthy food samples. You can do casual networking. We're going to do power workouts. I have my actually my personal trainer is going to be there doing some kickboxing demonstrations. And then, like you said, we're going to have the Zumba class. So bring your towel, ladies. We're going to have a half-an-hour Zumba class. We're going to do it at the end to make sure you guys don't have to walk around sweaty. And also, prior to that, you can do some shopping if you like. We're going to have some music. You can get free blood pressure screenings. You can also get free blood glucose testing, as well as anyone who's interested in being on the bone marrow registry. There Goes My Hero Foundation is going to be there adding people to the registry doing free cheek swabs. So we definitely are excited about that. Total Healthcare is going to be there, Doctors Express, the Brain Injury Association of Maryland. They're giving us some helpful hints on things that we can do to prevent brain injury because it's really, really popular. People don't know how often, you know, every day they have a lot of brain injuries that occur. So I'm really excited about the event.
Well,
and
you know,
I hope everybody comes out.
Well, you certainly should be excited about it because I remember many, many months ago when you first started, you know, sort of on Facebook spreading the word and talking about the event. So I'm excited for you that it's coming up because I know you're putting a lot of hard work in it. Your wonderful sister, Cheryl Wood, is inside the chat room, so I wanted to give a shout-out and say hi to her. And it's funny because I think she's the only one in the chat room, and she goes, hey, where's everybody? Where's my family? Because normally my chat room is packed, but I think it's because this is like the first day, you know, where it's so nice out and everybody's like outside. So I told her, I said, well, we're going to replay this broadcast at a different time to make sure everybody gets a chance to listen to it. Because I literally was down on the mall in D.C. looking at the cherry blossoms and hopped in the car and ran home for the show tonight. But I know that although many aren't in the chat room, I know a lot of you are out there listening. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, women and men improving their health, your mind, your body, and your spirit. So we've got this wonderful opportunity coming up. And that was another question about tickets. So do we still have tickets available, and can you buy at the door, but you rather we get that online over the internet, right?
Yes, you can still get tickets online up till a couple hours before the event. The website is letsgetserious.eventbrite, bright is BRITE.com, or you can call me at 443-623-6722. Ticket sales will be happening at the door. It's going to cost you a couple dollars extra, but yes, you can get your tickets at the door.
Okay. Well, I just think that, you know, whenever you do anything or, you know, certainly your sister does anything, I always like to tell people when I'm out and about and speaking at functions and things that it is certainly worth them paying attention to because everything is always pretty much sold out in a packed house and it's always just good information. You know, the other thing I was thinking is, you know, how many places can you go where you can, where it's kind of a one-stop shop to get every single thing that you just talked about.
Exactly. And I didn't even mention number 27, Ravens player, Ray Rice. He's going to be there at the event making a special appearance. And Baltimore's own Boss Man, he's an entertainer here in Baltimore. He's actually going to come through and make an appearance as well. So these guys are supporting healthy lifestyles, and I'm definitely appreciative to them for taking time out of their busy schedules.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, with that said, I appreciate you taking time out to come on the show and talk about it. We're going to continue to talk about it, especially through Facebook and on Twitter for you up until the day of the event. And I'm going to make sure I bring my tennis shoes. I've got all of my stuff together because you know how much that's all I've been talking about is I want to do Zumba. I want to do Zumba.
That's right. That's
right.
Make sure you look cute, Victoria, because it's going to be a televised event.
I know, and you know how all of us are, how we roll. We're always taking pictures to post on Facebook and Twitter, so you know how that goes. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
We'll be in the mirror touching up together.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know, right? I know. So, darling, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and I will see you soon, and we'll continue to get the word out for you, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. And, again, if you are just joining us, the conversation that we were having was about fitness and health. That was Cherie Cofield, who was joining us on At Home with Victoria tonight. We're so happy that she came by. But, again, it's April the 9th from 1 until 5 o'clock at the Holiday Inn at BWI here in Maryland. Tickets are still available, but you can also get tickets right there at the door. Just remember, if you do do that, then it's going to cost you just a little bit more. So maybe good if you can go ahead and get your tickets in advance. And also, I think when you get your tickets in advance, that really helps the folks that are having the event to kind of count for, you know, how many heads. But Shel Wood was nice enough to put the information inside the chat room, and it's letsgetserious.eventbrite.com, letsgetserious.eventbrite.com for ticket information. And it's called the Health and Wellness Expo, and that's going to be this Saturday, April the 9th, from 1 until 5 o'clock at the Holiday Inn at BWI. So I want to thank all of you that took the time to listen tonight. Before we actually get off the air tonight, just a quick note, I want to thank Danielle Jennings, and also I want to thank Mike. They had a wonderful time at the Ninos Rising Fashion Show that was this Friday in Washington, D.C., that money went to go and raise money for kids in foster care, as well as teenagers that are in the foster care system. So that was a huge success. A thank you to all the models, all the sponsors, and everyone who came out to take part in that. A second event that happened, that was Time to Fly. That event was on a Saturday in Chantilly, Virginia. So we want to thank everybody from the Time to Fly organization who was very, very nice to At Home with Victoria for that event. That was wonderful. Just a great experience to see all the women change their lives. I had the opportunity to meet this international man who plays the piano, just wonderful. His name is Adlin Cruz, and he was there to give a concert, to give up his time. So that was very, very nice of him. And, in fact, he's going to be coming on At Home with Victoria. And Adlin, you know, is somebody who plays in front of crowds. We're talking 10 to 30,000 people. I mean, he plays all over the world, Rome, Brazil. So we're excited that he's excited about At Home with Victoria, and we are going to be able to get him on very soon as well. But with that said, I hope everybody gets a chance to enjoy your rest of your evening. It was 81 degrees outside today, so I knew a lot of you were going to be out and about enjoying that, because I do think it is going to rain tomorrow. But listen, if you join us tonight, thank you so much. Michael Kay will be back tomorrow. I gave him the night off tonight because he gave me the night off a couple of days ago. So he and I will be back with you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and God bless. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, everyone.